The Trump administration has proposed increased spending for defense and homeland security, with the rest of the agencies taking reductions to compensate. Now, those cuts will likely mean a reduction in force for the EPA and others. Reductions in force can be tricky. The administration is relying in part on attrition. But Jeff Neal, former Homeland Security personnel chief, tells Federal News Radio's Eric White, attrition is hardly an efficient way to conduct a RIF.
Well, the problem with attrition is there are a couple of problems. One is that it's not something that you plan very well. Attrition just happens. So it may be that you have a lot of employees in position one and employees in position two, and you want to get rid of jobs in position one, but your turnover is happening in position two. So the wrong people leave. When the wrong people leave, your attrition is not helping you. Attrition is also kind of slow. So if you look at the typical agency, they're going to have a turnover rate somewhere in the 4%, 5%, 6% range. If you have to downsize by 10%, you have a turnover rate of 5%. Attrition is simply not fast enough for you. So it doesn't matter that you are thinking, oh, this is going to be my great easy way of downsizing, if it's happening so slowly that it doesn't really do anything for you. And if you look at these budget cuts we're talking about now, and what's being proposed are budget cuts that would be effective on October 1st of this year. So the money disappears at the beginning of the fiscal year, and the employees start disappearing very, very slowly after that. And they simply won't be leaving fast enough.
And do employees tend to leave more often when they're in positions that are harder to fill after they do leave?
Sometimes. It certainly seems like that. You know, when you've got turnover and it's in the wrong jobs, it can drive an agency manager crazy. But it is true that if a job is hard to fill, turnover is much more harmful in it because you just don't have the ability to go out and replace people quickly. Or if you have positions where you have to train people yourself and it takes a while for them to get up to speed. If you look at a job like, well, let's pick one that somebody might be talking about now, a Border Patrol agent. You don't go out and hire experienced Border Patrol agents because the only people who do Border Patrol work in this country are the United States Border Patrol. So to hire a Border Patrol agent, you have to hire someone who you can train. And then you send them off to an academy, you train them, and it takes a while for them to get up to speed and actually be productive and be able to do the entire range of duties of a Border Patrol agent. So it's not something where you can just snap your fingers and new Border Patrol agents appear.
Are there any smaller agencies, obviously much smaller than Border Patrol, that might be able to just rely mostly on attrition?
It really depends entirely on how much turnover they have and how big a reduction in their budget they're going to take. If you've got an agency that loses 10 or 12% of its employees a year, they might be able to rely on attrition. Or if you have an agency that has a very large non-labor budget that might be able to take some of the reduction out of their non-labor budget rather than the labor side of the budget, that might make it possible for an agency to use attrition to downsize.
We're speaking with Jeff Neal. He's senior vice president of ICF. So, all right, if attrition doesn't work and you've got an agency manager who's, say, all right, well, I got to do what I got to do, and they just go ahead with the reduction in force, full steam ahead, what are some problems they could run into there?
Just about everything can go wrong when you're looking at a reduction in force. The RIF process, from the mechanics of the process, is actually relatively straightforward. But it has to start with clean data in your HR records. And most agencies don't have that. Most agencies haven't had to do RIFs for a very long time, so they're really not prepared to do them. And so if you look at their HR records, for example, the basic decision you have to make to do a RIF is something called a competitive level, which is a group of positions in the same pay plan series and grade where the employees are interchangeable. Those competitive levels in most agencies are out of date. They haven't really kept them up very well, and they haven't really cared about that because they knew they would never run a RIF, or they thought they would never run a RIF. So if those decisions haven't been made accurately, it's virtually impossible to run a RIF. So that's one of the problems. Another problem is that agencies don't necessarily know how they're going to restructure. So you know, when you're running a RIF, you can't just take, a set percentage of the positions and say, well, we'll get rid of 10% of every job, every category of job. So they have to make those kinds of decisions. They have to have people who actually know how to run a RIF. And so few federal HR people have run a RIF in the last 10 or 15 years that very few people have any experience actually doing these things. And if you don't do them right, they can be a mess. If you have to go back and redo things because you do them wrong, it's really a huge problem for an agency.
Should human capital officers maybe start implementing more training in that area then?
I think broad training programs wouldn't be very useful. What they need is a small number of people who know this stuff inside and out. What they should start doing right now is doing all of the cleanup of records that needs to be done, because when you get into the fiscal year where the budget is cut, you don't have time to do the work then. So any agency that's thinking that they may see a substantial budget cut in 2018 needs to start working today on getting their ducks in a row to be able to actually conduct a RIF.
Jeff Neal is Senior Vice President of ICF. Let's talk about what's probably the hardest part. What are those face-to-face meetings like with employees when you tell them their positions being eliminated?
They're miserable. And most agencies don't do those very well either, unfortunately. The last time I conducted a large RIF was in an agency where we abolished about 700 jobs. And we made the managers who made the decisions which positions to get rid of, we made them hand out the RIF notices. What they always want to do is they want the HR people to do it. They want the managers to make the decisions on which positions go away, and then they want HR to hand out the notices to the employees. And I said, no, we're not going to do that. These are decisions that you're making. And once you make the decisions, there is a consequence to them, and that's that employees are going to lose their job. So you're going to hand these notices out yourself. And when you start handing those things out, it's very traumatic. It's traumatic for the people who are handing them out because of all the reactions from employees they're seeing. And then it's really traumatic for the employees who might find out that they're going to be unemployed. Yeah, I remember when in that last big RIF I did, it was in the town where I lived, it was big news because we were the biggest employer. So all the local TV stations were covering the RIF and covering the day that we handed out RIF notices. And I remember a reporter interviewing this couple who were driving out of the military installation where it was. And this couple, what happened to them in the RIF? And they said, well, we don't know, because this is something that's going to affect our family, since both of them worked in the facility. And so we decided we would take them home and sit down with their kids and open them as a family. And I knew, because I had run the RIF, I knew what was going to happen to that couple, and I knew both of them were losing their jobs. So they were going to get home and find out that neither one of them was going to be employed once it was all over. That was terrible. It was terrible for that family. It was terrible for us as an employer to have to do that to that family. So this is not an easy thing. And anybody who thinks it's easy or doesn't understand the really terrible consequences it can have, I think is really not understanding the magnitude of what these types of cuts do to people. It can be really terrible.
That's Jeff Neal, Senior Vice President of ICF International. Find this interview and Jeff's blog post at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.